Is it time to go on offense? Maybe that's what we've been missing, folks. Whatever you believe in, aren't you better off making the case? Neighbor to neighbor, coworker to coworker. I mean, anybody will listen? I think it might be just time to do exactly that. This is What's on Your Mind. Hi, friends. I'm Scott Hennon, along with Steve Bakken.
Heidi ho.
And we are live and on location at Grand Forks today, the Alaris Center for the North Dakota Petroleum Council's 32nd annual meeting. Lou Holtz is the crowd eating out of his hand of about 800 folks at the Alaris. And he's going to join us on this program. You're going to find out what Lou Holtz thinks about the fact that UND and NDSU don't play each other.
I started writing down quotes in there, and actually I filled up about 3 pages. It's just the stories that Lou Holtz has to tell are absolutely amazing.
He is. He's quite an eloquent speaker. And, of course, he is a member of the Nevada Environmental Services Board of Directors. And so he has a reason to be in North Dakota and is thrilled about what they're doing. That's the former Power Fuels. Power Fuels was acquired by Nevada Environmental Services, and so he's been to the Bakken before. He's familiar with the Bakken. So we'll talk about the boom in the Bakken, but we'll also talk a little bit about football today with Lou Holtz. We're also going to chat with Governor Jack Dalrymple. He is also speaking to this group today, so he'll join us later this hour. And the next hour is Wednesday. It means the Talk Radio Town Hall. So Congressman Kevin Cramer is going to be here. But, you know, I was motivated yesterday. You and I heard Alex Epstein, who heads up the Center for Industrial Progress. And he is a younger, but very, very,
impassioned.
Passionate, enthusiastic speaker. He started this group, I Love Fossil Fuels.
He woke up one morning, said he had an epiphany. It's like, embrace this.
And that's when I asked the question, is it time to go on offense, what I mean. I mean, he's saying, look, this industry, the oil and gas industry, is pigeonholed by its critics as being a resource depleter, right? And you say, wait a minute, you're a resource creation industry. Think about it. I mean, the oil used to be in the rock, and without technology, it was going to stay in the rock, right? So you created a resource. You found, with great American ingenuity, a way to pull that oil out of the rock.
A viable resource. That's the key. Viable.
And what do you do with that product? You improve the environment. You improve, humanity. Think about, he had a great little analogy about before fossil fuels, what a trip to Tahoe looked like.
Yeah.
And it was, a covered wagon and, horses and,
the Donner Party.
Yeah. And of course, after fossil fuels, what was it? It was, a SUV pulling a boat. And,
The other little analogy was if you don't want this technology, you don't want the future, you don't want that impact of human development, then don't live in houses. Go live in a cave somewhere. It equates the same way. You don't want that human footprint. Well, guess what? What's a house? What's your place of business? You go to an office to go to work every day. You go to we impact the environment every time we turn a corner.
And here's what really irritates the living daylights out of me. And this was brought up yesterday in the session. Evidently, there's actually been some whispers to the oil industry that they should think about figuring out ways to hide the pump jacks that are left behind after, an oil well is drilled. Now, never mind, those pump jacks go back to the 50s and all around national parks and everything else. But just think about that idea that somehow, the industry ought to do a better job of hiding the pump jacks and put up berms and trees. And do we hide grain bins? Do we hide silos? Do we hide, farms? Do we hide windmills, for that matter? This is insane. I think it's time for folks to stand up and defend this industry and celebrate it. And
I had this discussion with somebody last week concerning oil tanks. And you see the big oil tanks. And there's some low-profile companies out there that make low-profile tanks. And they got into the discussion, why can't you put it behind the hill? Why can't you do this? You know what? And I took him down the road, and he's like, oh, you're right. If you get out of the way with a lot of the constraints on business, and it doesn't just mean oil. It's coal. It's farming. It's everything. If you get out of the way, and I'm pointing at the EPA at the time when I was having this discussion, the industry, through efficiencies, will clean itself up. It's more profitable to be efficient. It's more profitable to have cleaner energy. It's more profitable when you don't have those constraints by the EPA and other regulatory things over your shoulder, increasing the cost of business, the industry will take care of that. You know, I've seen models where there aren't pump jacks. Get out of the way and let the industry take care of it. Is it more efficient to have a pump jack, or is it more efficient to be able to not have a pump jack or a smaller pump jack? But you know what? The cost from the regulatory side adds so much to doing business, you can't go down that improved technology road. And that's where the EPA and the regulatory oversight gets in the way of business by increasing the cost of business, putting in standards that aren't meetable with today's technology. They're getting in the way of that future technology.
You know, and that's one angle, and certainly, you know, that let get out of the way and let that happen. But the idea that somehow the sight of a pump jack is offensive is really crazy to me. I mean, it really is. I mean, I love driving by a farm and seeing the grain bins up.
Oh, yeah.
Seeing the silo, seeing a machine shed, knowing how much iron's underneath that thing and how much,
Gee, I guess that big new pole barn that the farmer had to put out there because he got a bigger combine, maybe you should limit the size of those.
Am I wrong, folks? Is it not the stupidest idea you've ever heard in your life that we hide pump jacks? To me, that's succumbing to just a fringe element of people that just so hate fossil fuels and are so far out of reality. We have to push back. And quite honestly, I think that in whatever you believe in, if you don't stand up, if you just say, "Boy, that's silly, that's kind of crazy," stick your hands in your pocket, look at your shoes, you're toast. You've lost before you've even started. I'd love to see, for instance, all the Second Amendment lovers out there in the audience. I'm with you. But you know what? We ought to be using what happened at the Washington Naval Yard is to say, see, this argument's over. There's a gun-free zone. There's Uber background checks. And guess what? We still had someone deranged, bent on a massacre that went and did a massacre. I mean, hello. Everything they want, everything they propose, has been proven absolutely a fallacy by what happened at Washington. Whatever you believe in, I think it's time to. I agree that it's time to speak out, defend yourself, and stand up. It's the only way you can make a difference. Anyway, that's where we start today. As we mentioned, a busy program with lots of guests. We want to give you a chance to weigh in on these or any other topics when we ask the question, "What's on your mind?" at 800-228-0550. Matt and Bismarck's first to go. Hello, Matt. Welcome to the program.
Hey, this idea of high pump jacks, you know, it's really stupid. That's the problem with our world. Everyone's offended by something, and because they're offended, you know, it's like I always say with the atheists, you know, they're offended by the Ten Commandments and all this. And I say, you know, don't they realize that they evolved eyelids for a reason? Close your eyes. Ignore it. If it offends you, ignore it. But the problem is you're dealing with liberals, and liberalism is logic's retarded cousin. You will never get anywhere. It just you're talking to a wall.
But don't you think, Matt, we too often sort of concede the ground and go along? And by the way, we're not talking about the EPA suggesting this. We're not talking about Washington D.C. suggesting this. The discussion of doing a better job of masking pump jacks was a proposal that's being muttered in the halls of the state capitol in Bismarck, North Dakota. So, and last time I checked, there's not a lot of liberals that are running the hallways there, right? There's, you know, center-right folks up and down the hallways, but this is
You still get the influence, though, you know, and that's part of it. It's all an attack on oil and coal, and, you know, they all want to promote these green, non-existent energy sources, which really they're non-existent, you know, and it's anything they can attack to attack the oil industry, the evil, horrible oil industry, they're going to do it, you know, and they're never going to be happy. I've seen it in California. There's a lot of places in California, Southern California, where they've hidden pump jacks in buildings. You know, you can go into Bakersfield, and there's places where there's pump jacks right downtown, and you'd never know it because they're in buildings. You know, they're behind berms, and the people there still aren't happy. You know,
that's the point. I mean, the point is when you got a group of folks who really don't want fossil fuels, right, and have made that known, all these are just, you know, games and charades and, you know, a little shell game going around. My point is, Matt, I think when you recognize the stupidity in it, you have to stand up to it. And that's where I think the audience of What's on Your Mind is so valuable. Because, number one, given the size of the audience, it's where elected leaders and opinion makers go to understand where are people at? What do they think about this? And you have to make your voice heard. You really do. I appreciate the call, Matt. Thanks a bunch.
Let's go to Monty out in the oil patch. Monty, what's on your mind today?
Good morning. I grew up in Fort Berthold and been around oil wells and drilling all my life. I'm 66 years old. I worked in the oil patch, drove semi roughneck, and worked as a roustabout. So I know a little bit about a lot of it. And our biggest danger, we've had pump jacks for 70 years out there, and the biggest danger that I see in the oil industry is when the big companies sell off these oil fields to the smaller companies, they're not as cash flow to
hang repair. Tight, hang tight if you would, Monty. I want to give you a chance to finish that thought on the other side of the break. Don't go away. Others waiting. Stay tuned.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
Now a word about agriculture from the North Dakota Farm Bureau. Did you know agriculture's direct contribution to North Dakota's economy every year is about $6 billion? Ag represents close to a quarter of our state's economic base, employs approximately 25% of the state's workforce. Agriculture is North Dakota's economic engine, and the North Dakota Farm Bureau is agriculture's best advocate. Farm Bureau understands how a strong ag sector helps keep our state strong. But we're about more than agriculture. We're about those things that are important to all North Dakotans. A strong, growing, vibrant economy, good schools, safe communities, and keeping more of our hard-earned money in our own pockets. Farm Bureau members know the organization is not only working for them on important issues in Bismarck and Washington, D.C., but helping them save a few bucks on everything from new and used vehicles to prescription drugs. Find out more about the organization by going online to ndfb.org. That's the North Dakota Farm Bureau website, ndfb.org. Your state, your future, your Farm Bureau. That's agriculture, and that's the North Dakota Farm Bureau.
There's a good feeling across the state of North Dakota, and oil is one of the reasons. Our oil reserves make us more secure by reducing our nation's dependence on foreign oil. Oil is creating opportunities and careers for our citizens. Oil taxes are building new roads. We're making progress on housing. And the industry is spending billions more on natural gas plants and pipelines. North Dakota Oil, advancing the possibilities. Brought to you by the North Dakota Petroleum Council.
You are now in the crosshairs. The NSA and FBI are treating you like a criminal and monitoring your every move. Ron Paul said recently, the evidence of the totalitarian nature of this government is on display undeniably every day. What's taking place right now is a coup and the destruction of the Constitution. Fortunately, there is something you can do about it. Learn how to be invisible, lock down your privacy, and even disappear forever. Go to privacylockdown.com to learn how. That's privacylockdown.com.
Friends, this is Alex Jones for MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. In these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risk of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
What's in your mind? Powered by SchwannCadillac.com. I'm Steve Bach, along with Scott Hennon, 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550. Studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. This portion of the program brought to you by the North Dakota Petroleum Council. The oil industry is creating thousands of good jobs and careers right here in North Dakota and helping to solve the challenges of our state's growth. To learn more, go to NorthDakotaOilCan.com, and that's where we're broadcasting from today, the 32nd Annual Meeting of the North Dakota Petroleum Council at the Alaris Center in Grand Forks. Let's get back to Monty. Finish up your statement there, because I think some words of wisdom.
You had a concern about the future. What was the concern again, Monty?
Well, when they get done with these oil fields, big companies will buy a field. And they'll own probably 51% or more, and then there'll be smaller companies have the rest. And as they depreciate, the oil depletes through the years, that big company might sell it off to smaller companies. And then they don't have the cash flow to fix everything that can go wrong. So then you have problems that way. What my idea is cooperate with the oil industry as much as you can, because most of them are going to cooperate with you. But there are these rogue companies. We had one that was dumping salt water on the roads up there, and they knew doggone good and well they were doing it up by Ross. And the state fined them. I would have put them out of business for something that was done deliberately. But as far as these environmental groups, it's liberal against conservative views, and liberalism is winning. And they're going to put us in a real hurting position if they keep on.
Appreciate the call, Monty. Thanks a bunch. There's a little controversy going on in Fargo over a student at Davies High School that took his truck to homecoming week with a Confederate flag in the back. And the administration asked him to take the flag down. He did right away, and there's been kind of a brouhaha over it. You know, that'd be an example of where I think we tend to get so hypersensitive that anybody that has an opinion, you know, hunkers down. Now, some people see the Confederate flag and they instantly think racism. Other people, I think, look at it and say it's a symbol of the South. It's about states' rights.
It's a redneck hillbilly lifestyle. That's all it is.
It's a lot less about racism than it is about
independence.
Hey, we have our particular position in our states. But boy, you say Confederate flag and people run for the hills. That's kind of what I'm getting at here. And there's a big debate blowing up on our Facebook page about that one as well right now. When I say speak out, whether it's, hey, pump jacks being hid, When it's fine for windmills or grain bins to be out there in the open, crazy. Push back. That's just about fossil fuels. Same thing on gun control and all the gun grabbing going on. The argument at the Washington Naval Yard is your argument against everything they want not working. Push back. And speak out and defend yourself. And I think hopefully we're giving you a chance and a voice to do that right here. More of your calls waiting to weigh in here. Brad in Grand Forks is next at 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. Weigh in, folks. Brad, you're up next. Go ahead.
Hey, Scott. You know, I just wanted to say real quick on this whole Confederate flag. You just said it. You know, it's a lack of education. We don't remember that the Civil War was not about slavery. It was about states' rights. That's the bottom line. You know, and it's a lack of education. If people were really aware and knew what the Civil War was all about, this wouldn't be an issue. As far as the pump jacks go, I lived in Colorado for 8 years, and they tried to hide cell phone towers in the pine trees, and it was ridiculous. I mean, they painted them green and all this and made them try to look like pine trees, and they weren't fooling anybody. You still knew what they were. You still knew where they were. It was just a silly attempt to try and be some sort of crazy environmental thing. Hiding them is ridiculous.
I would love every honest person to answer this question.
Maybe they fooled a few squirrels.
Put a pump jack next to a windmill and tell me which more punctures the skyline.
Yeah.
But even to go there is playing their game, right?
Yeah.
It is, because to me it's you know, it's ridiculous. It's just plain stupid. It's no more an assault on the eyes or the landscape than is a farm. You know, a grain bin.
Yeah. Hey, Scott, I got one real quick question for you. I'm just curious if you had heard or seen this article that just came about about the Hawaiian official that came out and claimed that he was told to deny or told to lie about Obama's birth records. Have you seen this yet?
I haven't, no.
Check that out. I don't know. I always appreciated your level-headed view on the Obama birth certificate and all that kind of stuff. Thought you might want to check into that. Like, the official claims that he was told by his supervisors to just tell people that, yeah, we have it, and you can't see it. And in reality, they never did have
it. Check it out. Appreciate
Brad,
the call,
yep.
Brad.
Thanks for the phone call. Let's go to Carol in Minot. What's on your mind today?
Hello.
Go ahead, Carol.
I have a comment on them thinking they should control the kid with a Confederate flag. I don't see it any more offensive than for North Dakota to fly the Canadian flag. We started out with our nation divided, and it's just as where our people came from. Come on, people, grow up. It's a flag. It's not. It shouldn't be offensive because he's has it in his back window.
Yeah, Carol, appreciate the call. I'm curious. I've heard other people object to the Canadian flag up, and I mean we're at the Can-Am Inn right now in Grand Forks,
we're
right?
Being neighborly.
And I'm looking outside. I see a Canadian flag, and I think that's good business, right? Yeah. Because in the case of the Canada Inn, a lot of Canadians stay here and they're welcoming them.
Unless you're a little touchy, they did burn our capital.
Well, on the other hand, I've been up to the Forks in Winnipeg. I don't remember seeing an American flag, so I don't know that we need it or they need it.
We're bigger.
To be welcome. So, but that offends you, huh, Carol? And I'm curious if it does other folks as well. I've heard that comparison made before. Let's go to Ed and Stanley. You're next on What's On Your Mind. Ed, tell us.
Hey, good North Dakota morning.
Hanley
Corporation already has put up some lasset fences around their pump tracks and around the Stanley area.
What do you think of that?
Well, it looks okay. It doesn't bother me either way, you know. Hess has a pretty clean operation and got a few green fences around there. I mean, it doesn't cover it all the way up, but I think it's more for just protection because they're so close to town. But, you know, they're with the program.
Yeah, my question is whether that's silly. I don't know what the expense involved in that is, but the chatter at the Capitol, according to Ron Ness of the Petroleum Council, who brought this up yesterday with the speaker, was, you know, put some berms up, put some trees up, you know, go to hiding pump jacks. You know, there's obviously an investment necessary. We don't hide grain bins.
Yeah, my response would be that
we don't put berms around grain bins.
Do you see the legislature hiding the money?
No. Yeah,
do they not want to see the money?
In the case of your example, Ed, if Hess decides to do that, great. But I think the idea that somehow we need to be embarrassed about it is what worries me in this argument. Appreciate the call. John Minot, next on What's On Your Mind. Go ahead, John.
Yeah, you were talking about pushback and the people have to, you know, get with it. But I think the people are with it. You know, we've been pushing back on gun control along with the NRA. One of the reasons that the Tea Party was started is we wanted to push back on some of the spending and Obamacare and some of the policies of Obama. The problem we have is we don't have any elected leadership that wants to do any pushback. The
so maybe they're the ones that need to wake up and fight back,
well,
huh?
Absolutely. A couple weeks ago, they were talking about bombing Syria. And now the people pushed back. But do you remember right after the president said something about this, Boehner went up to the White House and he could barely get out of there and get to a camera fast enough to say how much he agreed with what Obama said.
You're right, John. Appreciate the call up against the break. Chuck, when we come back, plus Governor Jack Dalrymple, too. Stay tuned.
Know what's on your mind? So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
The Bakken is buzzing about drill and dry absorbents from Green Technologies. Green Technologies is the exclusive distributor of drill and dry, a product that can save you time and save you money in the oil patch. It is the best all-natural absorbent product specifically produced for oil field applications. Drill and Dry from Green Technologies. Find out more at gtmwt.com. That's their website, gtmwt.com, or call 855-246-4312. It's a fine-grade product with unique properties made as an efficient absorbent commonly used for oil and water cleanup, spills, and other environmental remediation. And the high absorption results in rapid drill bit cuttings drying. High internal void volume results in savings up to 30%, too. Drill and Dry, the best all-natural absorbent specifically produced for oil field applications. Green Technologies is the place to get Drill and Dry. Call 855-246-4312 or online at gtmwt.com.
In the U.S., one in every 50 homes will have a break-in this year. Burglars call it smash and grab. Police call it robbery. We call it avoidable. We are Fake TV, a simple electronic device that can fool even professional burglars. Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet and simulates the changing colors of a television. To a burglar, it looks like someone must be home watching TV, so they'll likely move on to an easier target. At only $29.95, Fake TV costs less than a month of most alarm monitoring plans and comes with free shipping. Order your Fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
With the well-known shortage of availability in guns and ammo, the question is, will food and preparedness items be next? Now, at ProStoresDirect.com, buy a 32-serving bug-out bucket, and you'll get a prime assortment of Mountain House survival food entrees, including favorites like chili mac with beef and spaghetti and meat sauce, all made with real USDA meat. That's enough food for one adult for a full week, all for just $75.99, with free shipping, delivered in a handy resealable bucket that'll store for up to 25 years. Pro Stores Direct has a huge selection of family-sized food units too, right up to military-grade number 10 cans. And we'll give you great deals on new military first aid and surgical kits, portable water filters, heirloom seeds, and all your bug-out gear. Always with free shipping to the lower 48. Be ready for any challenge with food security for your family at ProStoresDirect.com. ProStoresDirect.com, your first stop for preparedness and survival gear, and proud sponsor of the free media.
What's on Your Mind is brought to you by the North Dakota Petroleum Council. The oil industry is creating thousands of good jobs and careers in North Dakota and helping to solve the challenges of our state's growth. To learn more, go to NorthDakotaOilCan.com. From K-Fire 550 Bismarck, KCJB Minot, KLTC Dickinson, KTGO Tioga, AM 1100 The Flag, Fargo, this is What's on Your Mind, and Governor Jack Dalrymple will join us in moments. We're waiting for him to join us. He's actually addressing the oil conference here a little later on today. We're in Grand Forks for the 32nd Annual Petroleum Conference, and Chuck in Willow City wants to weigh in next on What's on Your Mind at 800-228-0550. Hello, Chuck.
Guys, just wanted to give you a little food for thought on this flag issue. What do you suppose would have happened had that been a Syrian or an Iranian or an Egyptian or an Israeli flag in the window? My money is on the fact that the principal would have been intimidated by being politically correct. Nothing would have happened.
No, that's my question. I think we've gone down that road too far in this country, the political correct side. At what cost? You know, what are we losing out on by trying to cater to a small minority being politically correct? You know, respect them, but, you know, do we cater too far? Have we sold ourselves out for our core values, our core principles in this country for the sake of being quote-unquote politically correct? It's not always the right thing to do, being politically correct.
That's right, and, you know, whether or not an Iranian flag in the back window would be plus or minus, that's beside the point. It's that base issue that you're just talking about there. You've got the freedom of expression and things like that, and it's just gone way too far the other way.
Appreciate the call, Chuck. Thanks. Steve and Benedict, you're next. Question or comment, yeah. Steve?
Yeah, I got I was just wondering if the governor ever read anything about this Obamacare or whatever before he volunteered the state for it. 15 of my friends that run small businesses just got a notification from this, and they're going to have to close their doors and send their boys home because of the Obamacare. I wonder what he's got to say about that.
Well, we'll ask you about that. I mean, the governor's no fan of Obamacare. He's made that quite clear without question. I mean, there was a debate within the Department of Human Services on at what point do you prepare for the exchanges and the inevitable and push back, and they've gone back and forth on that. But I've heard him say explicitly that he's not for Obamacare and doesn't like it at all, and unfortunately having to deal with some of the ramifications in the state just like you're talking about. What company is that, out of curiosity, Steve?
It's a bunch of small companies that are just getting going. It's basically family operations that got four or five people and are out running, doing remodeling and building homes. And from what I understand, it was on your show to where he had signed that he okayed, other than like other states that kind of fought Obamacare, he more or less signed it straight up for it.
No, I think you got bad info there. I'll let him answer for himself, Steve, but I appreciate your call on that, thank you for joining us today on the program. Governor Jack Dalrymple is here, joining us at the North Dakota Petroleum Council's 32nd annual meeting. Governor, how are you?
I'm good. Scott, good to see you. Hey, Steve.
Hey, Jack.
We just had a call from Benedict, North Dakota, a gentleman who has told us about a number of businesses he's aware of that are having to lay off employees because of Obamacare. And he said, hey, why is Governor Dalrymple for Obamacare? And I said, well, Governor Dalrymple's not for Obamacare. He was concerned about the exchanges and what happened there. But I don't want to put words into your mouth, but I know you're no fan of Obamacare, and you've made that point here before. But do you see other impacts like he's talking about already in the state?
Well, we're going to find out very soon because, employers are required to inform their employees of what's going to be required of them for health insurance in the future. And, for the most part, employers only include their full-time employees on a company plan. There's a whole lot of part-time workers, temporary employees in North Dakota, and those are the ones who are going to find out that, they do have new obligations they haven't had before, and it's, a lot to understand. Now, I don't want to be, the big pessimist about this. I was not in favor of Obamacare. I think it was a mistake. It's something that should not have happened. It certainly wouldn't happen today in the U.S. Congress. But we have to realize that we need to be responsible for the time being. This is the law. And, it's not going to help to say, let's throw a bunch of roadblocks in front of this thing and have it crash. I don't think that's the responsible thing to do.
What's North Dakota's tact on this? How do we manage what we have to deal with as a state and hopefully prepare for coming out of having to deal with it?
And quite honestly, we could weave it into everything you're dealing with, right? I mean, the biggest threat to North Dakota's prosperity is the federal government, right? I don't know whether it be EPA on oil or whether
the Corps on water
and what we're facing in the case of Obamacare, right?
It's really true, Scott, and maybe it's been that way for a long time, but I don't know how it could be more true than it is today. It seems like every problem that we deal with right now, we can trace back to a federal agency. We just keep working at it. We have had some success, getting rules changed, staying ahead of things. But it says a lot, that a state like ours, has to be in this constant struggle with our own government.
How are we doing with the oil boom? This is obviously the oil conference. And
talk a little positive.
Yeah.
Yeah, let's switch over.
Positive for the state of North Dakota.
The bright side, right? Yeah, exactly. And there is so much good news in our state, and it is such a bright story. And I really enjoy, as governor, going to governor conferences or other meetings outside of the state. And people come up to me day after day and say, what are you doing out there in North Dakota? Your statistics are completely the opposite of the rest of the country. And I just enjoy telling them about it. But the real story is, it's not just oil and gas. Our economy is firing on all cylinders. And here we are in Grand Forks, North Dakota. This is a pretty long ways away from the nearest oil well. And this economy is booming right here in Grand Forks.
Governor, you mentioned going to different conferences and having people come up and ask about North Dakota. Having that spotlight on the state is fabulous. I look what's going on from our congressional delegations, bringing different politicians to the state of North Dakota. We just had a delegation from California looking at fracking in North Dakota, which politically was untouchable with a Monterey play. Yeah. It's awfully nice having all this interest on the state. How do we capitalize on that?
Well, I think we capitalize on it in many intangible ways, that most people don't even think about. And, when you have investor money and, lenders and, people who are involved in business all over the country interested in checking out North Dakota to kind of see what's going on here, that's a tremendous positive force for your state. And we do have capital coming to our state. We have people coming to our state who are good, well-educated, well-trained people, and that's a huge boost to our state economy. So we try to keep that going, And honestly, right now, I just, I don't know, I got to pinch myself some days because I feel like we're number one in everything that's surveyed out there, including football and hockey.
We're going to talk to Lou Holtz about that in a little bit, too. He's familiar with both and wants UND and NDSU to play again, so we're going to talk about that.
Yeah.
As much of, you know, this is, everybody thinks oil, natural gas has dominated this year's topic at the oil conference. And that's largely a result of the flaring situation, what's going on there. There's a whole lot of opportunity there. I know there's a recent announcement on natural gas use in the state. How are we doing on turning that challenge into an opportunity?
We're catching up to it, and we're going to catch up to it even faster. You know, in a nutshell, you know, we have to market this gas, whether we process it here in North Dakota or get a couple more big pipelines, you know, out of the state going east. This has great economic value. We got to capture the gas and get it sold, and we're going to do that. That's going to happen. The pipelines are going to get built. The processing and gathering facilities are going to get built, it's just a matter of time. We also have incredible opportunities to expand use of natural gas, and we're hoping that there's going to be some major liquefied natural gas facilities coming to North Dakota, more usage of LNG. And we also think that there's a tremendous opportunity to use natural gas in vehicles and fertilizer and many other things. And that also is nothing but good news for our economy.
You recently just made your appointments for the advisory board for the Heritage Fund. Walk us through that process. What's that mean to North Dakota and our way of life? Because it's about having those outdoor opportunities here in North Dakota.
That's a really exciting group and a great opportunity. The new conservation fund is going to be a great, great thing. And, you know, outdoor recreation, outdoor heritage, historical locations. And we put together an advisory board that met for the first time 2 days ago. I was able to get 14 outstanding individuals to agree to be on that board. They represent a great diversity of interests, but they also have a tremendous amount in common. They have a lot of common interests in things that they want to do, and I think that is going to work extremely well.
This group yesterday voted to oppose the ballot measure because there's some groups, Ducks Unlimited and others, that are already gathering signatures to put a question on the ballot to go after a 5% of the state's oil tax because they don't think that Heritage Fund is enough of what was done in the legislative session. Do you oppose this ballot measure at this point as well?
You know, Scott, I haven't even actually read the petition, and I can't tell you I know exactly how it's worded. I think we need to, you know, evaluate this carefully. We've made a commitment to conservation and outdoor heritage in North Dakota through our legislature. We're going to get a chance to watch that work in action in the next year. And when the time comes, I think people will be able to make a good decision about whether we need to do a lot more or do we need to do a little bit more. You know, what is the right amount of money for it?
$100 million of biennium would be skimmed off for additional funds. That's kind of a scary thought, isn't it?
That's a large number.
Yeah, 5%. Anyway, we'll talk more about that in the long time between now and that ballot, assuming they get the signatures being on the ballot for a question. Thanks, Governor. Appreciate it.
Hey, you bet. Thank you.
Lou Holtz, when we come back.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Hey, Scott Hillen with a word about longevity and some research that led me to this company. Research that suggests the soils we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and to be healthy. Connect that with the best vitamin and mineral company out there, and you're going to find longevity. The longevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need. Now, once you have that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. Lose weight in a short period of time, simply by getting the vitamins and minerals you need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. FlagFamily.com Longevity Link is the place you can start. Order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement and get started with Longevity. You've heard the ads. You've heard the research. Now it's time to begin anew. FlagFamily.com, Longevity Link.
There's a good feeling across the state of North Dakota, and oil is one of the reasons. Our oil reserves make us more secure by reducing our nation's dependence on foreign oil. Oil is creating opportunities and careers for our citizens. Oil taxes are building new roads. We're making progress on housing. And the industry is spending billions more on natural gas plants and pipelines. North Dakota Oil, advancing the possibilities. Brought to you by the North Dakota Petroleum Council.
You know about RVs, you've heard about bunkers, but surviving is not recreation, and man wasn't made to live underground. Introducing Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's mobile, well-equipped, and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Go to survivalistcamps.com to learn more. That's survivalistcamps.com, providing your basic needs to survive. Survivalistcamps.com.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Nutritious food is real body armor. It builds muscle, burns fat, improves digestion, and feeds the entire body the nutrients it needs. Did you know the U.S. government banned the hemp plant from growing in the United States and classified it as a Schedule I drug to hide it behind the marijuana plant? People have been confused about this plant for over 80 years, and many still don't know what hemp is. So now you know hemp is not marijuana, and marijuana is not hemp. They are different varieties of the same species. Hemp USA.org wants the world to know these basic facts and to help people understand that hemp protein powder is the best-kept health secret you need to know about. Remember, hemp protein powder contains 53% protein, is gluten-free, anti-inflammatory, non-GMO, and is loaded with nutrients. Call 888-910-4367, 888-910-4367, and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Only at hempusa.org.
This is the North Dakota Petroleum Council's 32nd annual meeting, and a first for Lou Holtz as the keynote speaker to the group, the legendary coach, of course, most famous probably for that tenure at Notre Dame from 86 to 96, but just a great guy. Whether you consider him the ESPN guru or the coach, it's a pleasure to welcome him to North Dakota. Lou, welcome.
Well, thank you. Delighted to be here. It's been a wonderful experience. People have been great. I've been impressed with the cleanliness of the town, the friendliness of the people.
And this is not your first trip to North Dakota. You've been out here in your role as a board member of Nuvera Environmental Services previously, right?
Yeah, but I haven't been here that much to really get a strong feeling for it. But after spending 2 days here and being with the president of North Dakota State in North Dakota and their athletic directors, you get a real strong feeling. There's a lot of pride in this state. It's great to see it. And the success they've had is unbelievable.
Tell us a little bit about Nuvera and how you ended up on that board and the role in North Dakota.
Well, it goes back with Dick Heckman many years ago, and Dan Quayle and Al Osborne and I were on the board at K2, and we had success there. And then when he started this company, had no idea when I joined the board and we started the company that we would end up with the fracking area of it, because that wasn't our intention initially. But you have to go where there's a need. And we hired Mark Johnsrud from North Dakota to run our company, and he's outstanding. And he asked me to come up here, and that's why I'm here. I just have great respect for him, and I know how important the petroleum industry is to this country. I mean, every time I go in there and pay $3.50 for a gallon of gasoline, I remember when it was a quarter a gallon. It was just, you know, it's a little different world, but thank goodness that North Dakota's had tremendous success and has helped the economy and has helped the country. Make no mistake about it, the impact they've had on this country. You can imagine what gas prices would be if it wasn't for people like North Dakota.
Well, what's your take on being involved in a company that has a footprint in North Dakota and what's going on economically from an energy standpoint in North Dakota? How does that play out into the bigger plans? Like you said, you remember back when gas was a quarter. The end game is energy independence in this country. How does being part of a board of a company that plays into North Dakota and then has that impact on a national level, what's that mean to you?
Well, it's very important. I mean, I think when you're on a board or you're with a company, you have two mandates. Satisfy the needs of the customers and make a profit. Other than that, it's not really important. And all we're trying to do is satisfy the needs of the oil and gas producing people and getting rid of the water and things along that line that is required. But I just think it, if we could become independent, and there's no reason in this world we can't. We have more resources here. But you get the environmentalist and everybody else that say, well, we can't do this, we can't do that. But I'm thinking about the poor people that have to go to that pump every single day. One of the greatest things I'll never forget was I was in high school in Eastern Ohio. We're on the Ohio-Pennsylvania border. We used to go up to Midland to play basketball because they had lighted courts. And you came back and there was a gas station that had these all the signs, last chance to get gas for $29.9. And they're all, and cars would line up to get gas. And once you got in Ohio, it was $24.9. But it was your last chance to buy it at $29.9. And I said, that is the greatest marketing that I have ever seen. And so I look at it and I say, it's just how you market something is also very important.
You know, when you start looking at that big picture and the energy independence is the end game on this, North Dakota is leading the country when it comes to economic development, unemployment, things of that nature. What's it mean to have a piece of a company in North Dakota doing business where the business climate is so good?
Well, the business climate here is outstanding. And if the rest of the country would look at what has happened here in North Dakota, Mark was telling me that there was a school that has six seniors in their graduating class and 150 children in kindergarten in the same class, which says so many people are moving in here. And you look at the opportunities people have to educate their families, to buy a home, to take a vacation. This is what this is all about. It's about producing jobs. That's what makes this country great, is a free entrepreneurial system of people are willing to take a chance to make a profit, but in turn, so many people have an opportunity. I mean, thousands of people have moved here. I mean, they're telling me stories about people coming here with everything in a car, didn't have anywhere to stay, but they just knew that there weren't any job opportunities there. And it's like I'm from Ohio. And I was raised in East Loop, Ohio, where the steel mills, the potteries, are now dead. And it's become a very depressed area. And all of a sudden, we have fracking going on in northeastern Ohio, and it's changing that whole area. But Governor Kasich did a very smart thing. He said, we will allow you to frack in our state, but you've got to hire the majority of the people from this state. You aren't going to bring them in from another state. You're going to hire our people. Now, maybe you have to bring in some expertise people that manage it, but the workers are going to come from the state of Ohio, and it's been a great boom there. And I just think that you have set an example for this country. And I wish Washington would come out here. I wish the president would come out here. The president goes everywhere else. Come out here and see what happened. All the energy things that we have and what has happened has not been done on federal land. We have less federal land to be able to get the oil resources than ever before. But it's been predominantly on private land. But
very good point.
Make no mistake about it.
Very good point from Lou Holtz. We have to take a break. We'll finish this conversation on the other side of the break. Wait till you hear what he says about football, and specifically whether NDSU and UND ought to be playing each other when we come back on What's On Your Mind.
Listening to the program that asks a very important question every day.
What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
Welcome to Soybean Minute with Diana Beetelsbacher.
In collaboration with South Dakota and Minnesota, the North Dakota Soybean Council is engaged in a project designed to change the way soybean buyers define protein quality. For many years, crude protein has been the conventional measure of soybean protein quality. Yet soybean farmers in our region have lower crude protein levels due to environmental conditions. Careful analysis through several years of research has shown that the protein quality of northern soybeans is much better thanks to their higher concentrations of essential amino acids. Thanks to your checkoff dollars, we are able to conduct this research and educate international buyers on the fact that amino acid content is the more complete and accurate indicator of soybean feeding value. This will ultimately lead to increased market share and higher returns to soybean farmers in this region.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Hello, I'm Steve Shank. Everybody's heard the statement that what you don't know can't hurt you. But truth is, what you don't know is the only thing that can hurt you. For example, you might not know how our country's wars can hurt you. Japanese radiation and the Gulf oil spill are destroying your seafood. People don't understand how America's 50-year worst drought is hurting them. Our natural disaster experience has proven relief organizations can't take care of the victims. And there's the huge question of how the government will feed all the people that it's promised to feed with no food. What if we made the whole country into one big neighborhood where we take care of each other by taking care of ourselves? Here's the plan. For every new EPAC 60-day food supply that you order, eFoods Direct will send a 7-day food supply to each of two families in your name, free of charge. Go to eFoodsDirect.com or call 800-876-0871. 800-876-0871. eFoodsDirect.com.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even if I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.